Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
But first, there's an interesting story. A rapist, Joseph Cummins, exited prison on New Year's Eve, a free man, after doing just 13 years inside for the rape of a 75-year-old grandmother. Now think about this logically, right? This man raped a 75-year-old grandmother. I'm not going to go into the details, but let's be clear about this. He is one of Ireland's most depraved sexual offenders after his trial in 2017. The problem is that obviously he has come back home. Mr. Justice Carley said the threat by Cummins to his victim's family led him to consider imposing a life sentence, and that he noted that the Court of Criminal Appeal had recently shown a greater inclination to uphold a discretionary life sentence. He also imposed two concurrent terms of 15 years each for the rape and anal rape, and 5 years for burglary. He declared Cummins a sex offender and ordered him to undergo 10 years of post-release supervision. But since being released, back into the town in which he committed this heinous crime, we've received a message from a lady who is worried sick, stating as a community that they can't and won't put up with this. And Catherine joins me on the air. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you? Happy New Year.
It's very difficult to say Happy New Year to people at the moment, isn't it? It's all a bit miserable.
But I suppose we sort of have to.
I know we have to
spirit it up a bit.
That's it. Be positive. Try and be positive, I suppose. Okay, but this story, this is absolutely vile. So this man is a vile human being. There's no doubt about that. He's depraved.
Well, Niall, it's not even just the rape of that poor woman who is deceased now. It is that he was out on bail before he committed that rape, for attacking another lady and for attacking an elderly man and his son. So he has numerous convictions and he's been in trouble all his life.
Yep.
And now that the family of this poor woman have to pass him in the street and he is walking around with not a care in the world.
Okay, the problem being, and the city council has said, the county council has said, that he's living in somebody else's house, which is owned by them. It's his mother's house, I think, he lives in.
That's where he's
staying at the moment. And there's nothing they can actually do about that. But you have decided there's something you're going to do about it.
Yeah, we can't and we won't. We won't put up. I grew up in that estate. I still live in that estate. My mother is still living there. She's 84 years of age. He's only living a few doors up the road.
And is she terrified?
She's terrified, Niall. She is terrified of COVID before we even...
Of course, as most elderly people are at the moment, yeah.
So she has she literally has probably just me calling because the rest of my family live away. So with the 5 kilometres, they can't travel or whatever.
Yeah.
The neighbours up there are amazing. Like, you could leave your key in the front door in that estate.
Yeah, it's very
community orientated. But now she is living in utter fear of this person.
Right, okay, and obviously there's a fear this man could reoffend because obviously the judge pointed out how dangerous this particular man was.
I don't think that there's a fear that he will reoffend.
So you think it's just a matter of time?
It is only a matter of time.
Mm.
It is only a matter of time before he will reoffend, and now with COVID and everything and people with masks and stuff, nobody knows who's anyone. I have seen him walking around the street with his hood up and the mask on. I wouldn't recognise him.
Oh, by the way, I'm not too sure. It doesn't give his age here. He was aged 20 at the time. So he's only in his late 20s now. Well, he's in early 30s now, would he be?
Early 30s, yeah.
Okay. And would most people know him to see in the area?
Probably most people that would have... Yeah, I'd say more people that would have grew up in that area would know him better to see.
Yeah, I mean, I find it difficult to understand how any family can stand by a person like this, but however, if it was my son or my daughter, I wouldn't want them living anywhere near me. That's a whole other story, But he's staying actually in his mother's house. So what are you planning to do? You're planning to hold a protest?
Well, we had a protest last night.
Okay.
And a peaceful protest. We're not out to cause any trouble.
Yeah, you're not the Frankenstein's villagers or anything like that.
We just want I've contacted politicians, none of them will. One person messaged me back and said due to COVID he couldn't attend. I said, well, that's a bit stupid because I work in the health board and I can attend this protest and keep my distance and wear my mask.
Yeah, and do it safely, yeah.
And do it safely. We're not out, we've done everything really safely. We plan to keep going it safely, but this can't.
The argument from the state is going to be, and from the penal services, is that he has served his sentence. As much as you believe, and we all believe, he should have been in jail a lot longer, but he has served his sentence. He's now a free man, unless he commits another crime, of course. And by saying he's a free man, he's entitled to live where he wants to live. And there is a bit of, I suppose, and I'm not saying it against you, Karen, and I, or Catherine, and I understand why you're concerned, and I understand why anybody would be concerned living beside this man, and I would be as well, particularly if I had daughters or mothers or whatever it happens to be, obviously, seems to be his choice. But what I'm saying is that it's a bit of NIMBYism. In other words, he has to live somewhere, and you're saying, but not near us. So no matter where he lives, he's going to be living near somebody, isn't he?
I get that, Niall, and I totally get that, but like, he'll never serve time for what he done. You cannot serve time for the crime that he committed. You just cannot. And if the judge was so that he wanted to keep him in longer, even the judge knew that this person is evil and is never going to reform. So there has to be something there. Like, what about the victim's family? Are they to just continue suffering this?
Absolutely, and I believe everybody has rights, and they too should have the right to live in peace, yes.
Yeah, so where's their right and where's their justice? There is none.
See, but I still think we're in a catch-22, because I agree with you. And I Catherine, don't for 1 minute think that I don't agree with you. I do agree with you. And by the way, he got two concurrent set terms, which I always find amusing in this country, that we give people concurrent terms, which means they serve them at the same time. They should be consecutive, which means they serve them one after the other. But anyway, that's neither here. That's done. That's, unfortunately, we can't talk about the past. But the point is, again, the argument is that no matter where he lives in the country, he's a danger to people because there's a possibility of reoffending. So no matter where he lives, it doesn't matter if it's beside, you know, your mam or somebody else's mam, or it doesn't matter where he lives. So he has to live somewhere, unfortunately.
I get that, Niall. But when he was released, he was given a flat, which was obviously privately owned. When the landlord heard who he was, he thrown him out.
Okay.
So then he was living with somebody else, and in that estate, they didn't want him either. So they got rid of him. So why do we, because they own their house, why should we have to put up with it?
Well, just stay with me for a second, because Donal, you're very familiar with this as well. Donal, hi.
Yeah, Niall, that's actually my younger sister you're talking
to. Oh, is it? Right, okay. This is a family matter, so okay, okay.
The good-looking one, Niall.
The good-looking one, yeah. The woman with some intelligence. Yeah. We're very familiar with Donal on this show. And I hope you don't sit watching Little House on the Prairie too, Catherine, do you? No.
Oh, Niall, don't believe a word out of that man's mouth.
Okay, Niall, as much as we can have a light-hearted chat, this is a very serious situation, Donal, and I understand why people in the area are very concerned. Mm-hmm. But again, I say to you what I said to Catherine, no matter where he lives, he's living beside somebody.
But now you make a valid point there, but let's go back to the root of this thing. This man pleaded not guilty at his trial. A woman for a day's evidence. She had to give evidence that she didn't...
A 75-year-old, just remind people again, sadly she's passed away, as Catherine pointed out, but she was a 75-year-old grandmother who was raped by this man, yes.
Yes. Now, the evidence she gave in court, she hadn't even told her family. So that was their first time hearing it. So he essentially raped her twice. When he came out of jail last week to the Sunday World, he showed no remorse whatsoever. He told him to F you. He owes nobody an apology, no nothing. So he has no empathy whatsoever, Niall. Now, Niall, if there was a paedophile living in the estate down there, there's a minor is, he would be gone. And it was simple as that. But this is it, and it's not good enough, and it's definitely not good enough for politicians just to wash their hands of this.
I don't believe it's politicians washing their hands. I think it's politicians frustrated equally as much as you're frustrated, saying, what can we do? He's living in a private house, you know, with somebody else, obviously.
But the question now is, here's the question I'm asking, and this is why I'm asking, because this is what happens when nothing is done. The judiciary let down the country here.
Absolutely.
And let down the people here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need politicians to stand up to the judiciary. But they don't want to say, we can't get involved in that, the separation of judiciary.
Well, look, but that's what I said to Karen. There's no point in arguing about what happened, because what happened happened, and there's nothing we can do to change that now. But the first thing we need to tackle is concurrent terms of sentencing. That's ridiculous. He got two terms. He should have served them consecutively and not concurrently.
Yes, it was more or less said to him, I'm giving you 215 years, but I'm letting you away with one. It's as simple as that. But now, my mother, as I would say, and I mean this in a nice way, she's the last of the old people in that estate. Now, she's in her 80s. She reared her whole family down there, like a lot of old people down there. Now, on what planet would people think is okay? She lives on her own down there, about 50 yards from this thing. I wouldn't even call him an animal, this thing. Why should she live like that? A woman that has reared her family.
Live in fear.
Live in fear. And if the man had even pleaded guilty, if the man had shown slightest remorse, you know, but not, so he's actually saying, I will do this again, and who's going to stop me?
Well, he didn't actually say that, but it'd say that he has no remorse and he hasn't apologised.
But
no.
Niall, if I committed a crime and said to you, I am not committing that crime, what's that saying? I got nothing wrong, sir.
Mm-hmm. He was described. He was marked him out. They marked him out as one of Ireland's most depraved sex offenders.
Yeah, and I stand. Now I can't go out to these waters because I haven't seen my mother on time because I'm living in Newport, which is a good 2 miles away. But I stand behind these people 100%, and I hope they stand outside our house because if he was a drug dealer, he'd be. You remember what happened?
And by the way, and just to give people the evidence in the case, by the way, and I know this is very difficult for people to listen to, but 20 years of age he was at the time, he was found guilty by a jury at the Central Criminal Court of raping and anally raping a pensioner.
Yes,
now, I mean, to think of an elderly woman, to take advantage of a 75-year-old woman like that is just the epitome of deprivation.
I don't want to go too deep into it, but her evidence was shocking.
I can imagine.
She sat in the chair all night after that with a box of sleeping tablets, wondering should she take her own life.
That's awful. What a way to, and sadly she's passed away. How long ago did she pass away, by the way, Catherine?
She passed about 4 years.
Yeah, she passed 4 years ago, Niall. And this is my point, Niall. You're sick and I'm sick even reading what that poor woman went through. Can people just imagine how her family are feeling and having to pass him on a daily basis and him just smirking at them? This is the problem. And there has to be justice for this family.
You see, now, the thing is, we as a society have to ask who should be released into society and who shouldn't. And now, when a person does this and then comes out and has no empathy for that woman or their family, in what society would you say, like, should you...
Okay, but Donal, if you were in an audience right now with the Minister for Justice, right, and she says to you, well, okay, Donal, okay, Catherine, what do we do with rapist Joseph Cummins?
No, I tell you what we do. We need to change the laws.
That's fine. She says, okay, well, this will never happen again, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But in the interim, he is now a free man, according to the law, right?
Yes.
Unless, of course, he commits another crime, which you believe is inevitable and only a matter of time. But anyway, at the moment, he's a free man. So she's saying to you, what am I to do? Where is he to live? Where is he to go? What do we do? Do we put him in an apartment? Do we? The state give him a new identity? I mean, well, what do we do?
Should he be on a curfew, Niall?
Yes.
They're just two simple things that don't seem to even be done.
Well, they did recommend, they ordered that the sex offender was ordered to undergo a 10-year post-release supervision. But even after he's been released, you believe that he should maybe have a tag on him or something like that?
Yeah, but the biggest question is, why did he even get early release?
Well,
he didn't even do his 15.
Well, no, he didn't. He did 13 years. But that would be quite normal.
But then, the other thing that's keeping him out of jail as well is liberals. Mm-hmm. He's done his time.
But that's the law, isn't it?
Would you say the man is...
I agree with you, but that's the law. That's just the way it is.
I don't know what man said, but the law is an ass.
I know what I mean. Somebody, as Paul rightly points out, if this is the United States, he wouldn't have seen the light of day again.
No, and now there should be some sort, even if it's an open prison, but he should not...
Oh, he'd have got 30 or 40 years. In America, he'd have got 30 or 40 years. Mind you, it's private prison service, different situation.
Well, now, if it was Texas, he'd be on the chair, wouldn't he?
Probably.
You know? Yeah. But now, what I'm saying to you is, if it's an open prison, but no right to live in society where they show no remorse for the crimes whatsoever, and they put other people... My mother and other people down there should not have to live in fear. They've abided the law all their lives, they paid their taxes, they've reared their families, and no way should they live in fear.
Catherine, just before I go, what's the next step? You had a peaceful protest last night.
So we're going to have a protest again tonight, and we're going to continue on with our protests every single night.
Until he decides to move out?
Yes, and we're just, we just want to get it across the media as much as we can.
And by the way, you want to point out to people, by the way, this is a peaceful protest. You don't want any violence or anything.
We don't want that. But we need something done. because not only just for us as a community, but for the victim family. They cannot keep living in fear, having to pass him every single day. They've lost their grandmother. They've lost... That poor woman died, a broken woman. Yeah. So they've enough is enough. Justice needs to be done for this family.
Okay, okay. But it's a point well made. Yes, sorry, Donald. Go ahead, Donald.
I just want to make one quick point. These people that's protesting and me, I just want to make the point, we have nothing against that man's family. And I know that man has a brother. I'm not going to name him.
Okay,
A gentleman. He's an absolute gentleman. It's not his family. It's him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all just him now. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not
I get that. It's not personal against his family. It's him. You just don't want him because you believe he's a high risk. And by the way, the judge believed he's a high risk too, obviously, at the time. You believe he's a high risk of reoffending and you don't want another victim in the area. Okay, exactly. I get that. I can understand exactly why people would want to do that. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Catherine.
Thank you, Donald, as well.
All right. A lot of people, by the way, texting in about that. A lot of people maybe live in the area as well, texting about it. Some people said, Niall, I get what you're saying. Obviously not in anybody's backyard, but the man can't be allowed to continue to live in the community where he committed the crimes. Yeah, but where are you going to put him? In another community where you might commit a crime again? Because obviously he's a high risk of reoffending, possibly. I don't know whether he will reoffend or not, but obviously the risk is there and people are afraid, genuinely afraid. I understand their fear, by the way. And if you are going to that protest tonight, I'm sure you know the area where it is. If you are going to that protest tonight, I would ask you to do it, obviously responsibly too, because Catherine said they want to do it peacefully and responsibly as well, all right? Because I don't believe anybody's right, no matter whether we're in the middle of a lockdown or not, anybody's right to protest should be taken away as long as you do it responsibly and peacefully.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.